Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Well, hello, hello. We're excited to be back on Positive Radio. And today, I am super excited. We're going to be talking about Jake, the Black Lab Rescue Dog, and his journey home to Alberta all the way from Imlay, Michigan. Jake's amazing story is one of love, hope, kindness, and the positive difference that we can make. And joining us today is Lisa Lewinsky, who deeply, deeply loves animals. She's been devoted to animal rescue her whole life. And she heard about a black lab with an NIS Alberta phone number on his tag who had got lost and ended up in an Imlay shelter and launched Bring Jake Home to Alberta, along with many caring volunteers stepping forward to help Jake in many, many beautiful ways. And Lisa's partnered with the Lapeer County Animal Control. She's going to be talking about them today. And Lapeer's Adoptable Animal Rescue in Imlay, Michigan, as well as Infinite Wolf Rescue in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And all of this was so that Jake could get a second chance that he deserves. Incredible people across North America have contributed funds to cover the expenses involved in bringing Jake home. A little bit about Lisa. Not only is she a dear friend of mine, she's a facilitative trainer, professional speaker, and mentor coach who is really passionate about helping people consciously realize and tap into the best in themselves, others, and the situations in their work and personal life. She specializes in collaborative team building and leadership development and is also a certified True Colors facilitator who loves, loves, loves to work with teams and focus on their strengths and communication styles. And she works with organizations and teams to create leaders at every level and is the creator of a set of cards that I absolutely love called Today I Choose, daily inspirational cards for consciously choosing successful thoughts, feelings, and actions. So as you hear about this story, it is one that is a beautiful success story. Now, Lisa, thank you so much for coming back on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I absolutely love talking about Jake and the amazing people who have collaborated and contributed to giving him the best second chance ever.
Oh, well, it's a really incredible story. When you were with us last time, we had talked about the fact that Jake had a collar, or he had the tags that had an outdated phone number on there, and therefore his family couldn't be contacted. And we talked about the importance of making sure that everyone's pet identification is accurate, up to date, and current and so forth. And then you were talking when you were here last time about this incredible journey that Jake was going to have to make back across North America. And Easter was a super special day in the life of Jake and the life of all of you and your volunteers and partners as well. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. It was fabulous. Yes, as we've shared, our fabulous Jake was found and taken to the Imlay Animal Control Shelter, the Lapeer County Animal Control Shelter, with out-of-service tags. And a massive, massive search happened to look for his family across Canada and the USA. Jake didn't have a tattoo or microchip, so it made all of that really challenging. We weren't able to find his family, and I am so honored to have partnered with the Lapeer Animal Control Shelter, Lapeer Adoptables Rescue, as well as Infinite Woofs, so that we could find the way to bring Jake back to Alberta and to give him a second chance. And it has really been a symphony of synchronicities involved in getting all the pieces to line up so that we could bring Jay home for Good Friday. There have been so many people that have stepped up to the plate and offered to help in the most beautiful ways.
Well, just by looking at the Facebook page, and folks, if you're at your computer right now, you may want to head right on over to Facebook and check out Jake's page, because there's an incredible amount of energy on that page in terms of people sharing. There's some beautiful posts and pictures and updates of this whole journey of bringing Jake home. I mean, you had people volunteering to drive, to pick up, to... It was not an easy endeavor, I can imagine.
You know, Charmaine, a team of some of the most incredibly caring and dedicated people have pulled together in such a magnificent way, in such a magnificent collaboration to help us, to help Jake. And it's so important to take this opportunity to really thank and recognize the people who are earth angels, who really pitched in. And we consider everybody who's been a part of Jake's journey to be part of his family and his extended family.
It's global.
Exactly. Lots of people love Jake. So Jake has a fully engaged team and community of people in both Canada and the United States who have worked really hard to help us to get him home. And the people on Jake's team did more than just take part and help out a little bit. Every single person gave and really, really gave and acted from the heart. And you can see, if you have a look at the thank you post that we have on Jake's Facebook page, just how far people have gone and the depths that they've gone to in terms of making a difference. It was really something really significant when you look at how many people care about Jake's well-being.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One of the things that really struck me when I was following the Facebook page posts and comments and shares was that, you know, everyone was able to support in some way. So some people were able to contribute financially. Other people were able to help through their own connections, through sharing. And what I learned from the whole process was that everybody's contribution is so important, and whatever people were able to give or support made a big, big difference. I mean, some of those posts were shared in just a huge way, repeated shares and bringing Jake's story into other audiences, other communities. And I think that was so important with the whole energy that was created around it.
Absolutely. Really, really grateful for how people have shared Jake's story and people contributed in so many ways. So I'd like to recognize a few people if we've got a moment.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have gotten anywhere without Amy Oren at Lapeer County Animal Control. When I first became aware via social media of a black lab dog with Alberta tags that was brought to the shelter in Imlay, Michigan, something inside said, you can help this dog. I have no idea how this would work. And I gave Amy Oren a call and said, you know, can you tell me a little bit about your process at the shelter, and would you be willing to partner with me to bring Jake home? And her yes kind of set a lot of things in motion. So we had Lapeer Adoptable Animals Rescue is part of Lapeer County Animal Control. They work together. That's been in place for about 4 years, and the founder, completely volunteer-run, is Wendy Yax, and she has been an absolute angel for helping us with Jake as well. She's been his personal chauffeur to vet appointments a long ways out of her way, and his personal shopper to get a specific travel crate, and she did a beautiful job. Mm-hmm. And she and Amy went through a ridiculously long list of detailed things for us to take care of in order to prepare to bring Jake back.
Wow. Wow. And, I mean, he even had this, I don't know how many toys he came with, but it looked like he came with lots of favorite toy, the tennis ball. and the beautiful little bed. I mean, just incredible.
Everybody that's interacted with Jake has been touched in a really special way. He's an absolutely precious dog, and people have just bent over backwards to help and go the extra mile and then some to help him out. So absolutely, there are gifts that are in place. There was an incredible amount of paperwork that's necessary for an international rescue, and we had a couple of people from Heart Prince Dog Rescue, Judy Carter. That's her rescue, and her right-hand person, Suzanne Kepkovic. We're absolute angels in answering questions and helping with paperwork and guiding us through details and just navigating the swarm of legal paperwork and red tape that's involved to bring an animal across. So they were absolutely fabulous. And we had drivers. We had a team of drivers to get Jake from Imlay, Michigan to the Toronto International Airport. So Amy Oren got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and drove an hour out of her way to go and get Jake, and then an hour back, and then began the journey to bring Jake across the border to meet with Jackie Kemsley. Jackie Kemsley, absolutely amazing woman. We were looking for a third driver based on the date that we had for our particular flight. And Jackie offered to drive 5.5 hours one way, stay with Jake for another three and a half hours, and then drive back another 5.5 hours on her husband's birthday.
Wow.
With her own vehicle in the shop, so renting a vehicle.
So that
we could get Jake where he needed to go. And then we did find a third driver, and Jenny Harlow and her fiancé drove Jake to the Toronto International Airport. And they were absolutely fabulous, because we ended up with, in the wee hours of the night before, having a flight change.
So she offered
to stay for an additional 2 to 3 hours with Jake so that he wasn't stuck in a crate, and they took him to the park. And everybody has just really dug so deep to help this one dog. It's been so beautiful.
Wow, my goodness. It's amazing just how all these like challenges and complications, the changed flight and all these things that you have to plan for that we might not have considered. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. And miracles happen for things to align for this dog. We had Pilots and Paws Canada, Vicky and Janice, work with us to play with some different dates to look at the best time to bring Jake back, because we're balancing. There are very specific dates around border requirements and vaccinations and rabies certificates and a whole bunch of things that way to take into consideration. So they put us in touch with the amazing Shelley Laurie, who's an ex-WestJet employee and a volunteer for Pilots and Paws. And she totally stepped up to the plate, and she addressed and resolved an unexpected challenge the night before that Jake was supposed to fly home. And then she picked Jake up at the airport, and then she brought him to her place for bed and breakfast. And Jake got to sleep snuggled up to her all night, and then she bought him a Kong and took some gorgeous professional photos, and then took the time to drive him to Red Deer the next day to meet me.
Wow.
So just absolutely, absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
What a story.
Yes. And his foster mom, Megan, was in place pretty much as soon as I had Amy Oren on board at the Lapeer County Animal Control. So she said, I want to help you. I want to foster Jake, even before I had the fabulous Infinite Wuffs on board. And both have been fabulous to work with. Infinite Wuffs takes excellent care of their fosters. When I brought Jake to Megan, I had a vehicle full of supplies and food and toys for Jake. So that boy is very, very well set up.
I bet that was something, meeting him for the first time for real after all this planning and seeing his pictures and getting the updates from the U.S. before he made his way to Canada.
Can't even tell you how amazing it is to meet him. He's even more fabulous in person. There's something about his energy. He's an absolutely happy boy, and you'd never know what he's been through, and we actually don't know his full story, but he's such a happy and resilient dog, and everybody that meets him has shed tears when leaving him and wanted more time. So it's wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Now, and so Jake's here. He's in Alberta. He's being loved by people around the globe. What next?
Well, we're getting Jake settled in, and he's doing an awesome job of settling in. He's very, very happy and grateful with the love and care and attention that he's getting. He's a bit of a lap dog, even though he's a big lap dog. He loves to snuggle on top of your lap with a blanket, and he loves his tennis ball, and he loves playtime and snack time, and goes crazy for truck rides. So we're getting him settled in, and we're looking at Jake needs to be neutered, and we're going to be doing another round of fundraising to take care of Jake's veterinary expenses when he's in Alberta. Now that he's in Alberta, he has neutering, and we're looking at helping him to heal his leg from a prior injury.
So he'll be in good hands with all the support and medical care he's going to get, and a foster mom who's crazy in love with him.
She totally, totally is. And I wanted to take a moment to thank all the people who have donated, and for people who have offered to donate for future expenses. So many kind people donated to help us to cover the expenses that were involved in bringing Jake home, his pull fee from the shelter, 2 different vet exams, vaccinations, health certificate, getting him a travel crate and supplies. And we had people from BC, Alberta, Nova Scotia, and the United States contribute. Mm-hmm. One woman went way out of her way to donate $5 because that's what she was able to give. And we had one woman who donated twice, and people were following up. And every single dollar, every single contribution is valuable. And 100% of what was donated went to pay for Jake's expenses. So, yeah, now we're gearing up to do fundraising for part two, and we're really excited about moving forward in that direction and continuing to work with Jake to settle in, and then we'll start to look at what things look like in terms of helping Jake to find his forever family.
Well, folks, if you're listening now live or later on the download, please join us in phase two of bringing Jake home to Alberta. He's home now, and he's got some other needs that we would love to be able to support. Last time we were challenging people to give up their latte and make a donation. Jake's actually got his own charity account, and like Lisa said, 100% of everything that is being raised goes towards Jake's needs. And you've heard Lisa talk a little bit about what his needs are now that he's here in Alberta. So please spread the word. I love what you all have been doing around sharing the Facebook posts and being engaged and having conversation and telling other people about that, because I know that change really begins with a conversation. And the more people that are sharing Jake's story, I mean, you've seen what happened. Lisa just shared with you a beautiful outcome to Jake's story. And I can't wait to see what happens now for phase two.
Thank you so much. I'm so proud of and grateful for the different rescue communities who have jumped in to share Jake's story and show their support on their own community pages. Many of Jake's posts went beyond what I was able to track. However, Charlie Morgan of Charlie's Angels for the Animals, Lillian Melnick-Courtney of Berkeley's Place, and Marie Jennings of Alberta Lost Pet and Locator Society and Drayton Valley Animal Connection all provided absolutely amazing support and social media to help us to help Jake, and you, Charmaine, and Team Toby for contributing in so many ways to help us to help Jake. We really appreciate all of your shares on social media and our first interview and blog article with Jake's story, and the opportunity to follow up today and share more about the fabulous Jake. I really want to thank you for the work that you do to support rescues across Canada.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And as you know, we're big fans of rescues, because that's how rescues and adoption is how our pets have found their way into our life. So it's just a pleasure to support. And I can't wait to meet Jake somehow, someday, for real, because his face, you've got to go on the Facebook page, folks, because he looks like he's bursting through the photo. I mean, his eyes can't be any bigger, and his face, I mean, he's just a happy, happy dog. That's so obvious.
He truly, truly is.
Well, Lisa, where do people find out on the Facebook page? They go on Facebook. What do you want them to do to find Jake's page?
They can look up Bring Jake Home to Alberta. Jake has his own Facebook page and his own fan club. There's a community of support there. They are more than welcome to contact via email at bringjakehometoalberta@shaw.ca. And there's also an opportunity to donate that way if people are interested. And our charity account is set up through ATB Financial, so if people want to donate directly there, bring Jake home. And feel free to give me connect with me via via Jake's page or via the email address that we've just shared, and happy to answer any questions that you have. Jake's profile is now on Infinite Wisps as well.
Oh, wonderful. That's exciting. And don't forget, folks, everything that you can do to support Jake and his next part of the journey is greatly appreciated. And it's, as you've heard Lisa say, everything makes such a big difference. And Lisa, I just want to thank you and everyone that you've mentioned today for the role that they've played in this beautiful story of love and hope, and one that has such a happy ending.
Thank you
or
so much.
Maybe a happy beginning, because now he's on some great new journeys.
That's exactly right. Someone commented on one of Jake's posts, "What a happy ending!" And we shared, "It's a happy new beginning."
Yes.
Interestingly enough, Jake's foster mom, her name is Megan, and the woman who first found Jake wandering in the streets, took care of him for 3 days, and then made arrangements to bring him to Lapeer County Animal Control, is also Megan. So we want to thank for getting Jake to safety and kind of setting all of this in motion. So, and thank you to everybody who supported in every way that's worked for them. And please microchip your pets with current information.
Yes, 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 yes. That's so important. And holiday season is coming up, folks. I mean, it's April right now. People are starting to plan vacations. Please do what Lisa said and make sure that all your records are up to date for your pets, so that if your pet ever escapes out of your backyard or, you know, on holidays, gets off at the campground, your pet can find his or her way back to his own family and have a happy new beginning from that story. And Lisa, thanks again for updating us on Jake. I can't wait to continue hearing his journey as his new life starts to unfold. It's exciting.
Thank you. Things have been pretty fantabulous for this dog so far.
Jake, the little lap dog who weighs all of how many pounds, would you say?
He's probably about 48 to 50 pounds. We want to put a couple of pounds on him. And, yeah, he's a snuggly lap dog.
It's funny how the big dogs haven't figured out they're not a tiny little dog, huh?
he's adorable.
Okay, well, folks, make sure you head on over to Jake's page on Facebook. And thanks again, Lisa. So appreciate what you all have done for Jake.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, what a story of love and hope and commitment and partnership. Wow. And it's Volunteer Week, National Volunteer Week. And as I was talking to Lisa, the list of people that have supported Jake's project just continues to build. They actually had a third driver that came on board at really short notice as well. They heard about it from Margaret Foster Hyde of Furry Hobos and Highway Heroes. Isn't that a great name? Furry Hobos and Highway Heroes. And then, and they actually do transport across Canada. And then also Jenny, who was part of Sheila's Freedom Drivers, came on board as well. And the list continues to build of people who are supporting this project. So wanted to thank you all for all that you've done, but also recognizing everything you do as part of National Volunteer Week. And you know how we always love to make the connection of the radio show guests and topics back into the corporate world. And I love what Lisa was talking about, the importance of collaborating and partnering and having people do smaller pieces of the bigger pie, which is what you saw with Bring Jake Home to Alberta. Lots of people jumping on board to perform specific tasks, not one person doing it all. We had drivers, they had people sharing social media, supporting the cause through fundraising, and all of those slices, if we could look at this like a big pie, came together to create a full pie for Jake's happy new beginning. We can do the same thing in workplaces. We can take our projects and our business events and slice them into smaller slices of the pie and giving everybody a specific role and responsibility. And when we put all those together, what do we have? We have an amazing outcome that many people have been able to contribute to. And I talk to a lot of workplaces, employers and leaders, and employees, and they tell me that they want to be connected to something bigger than just their job. They want to have a sense of purpose.
My challenge to all of you from a corporate perspective is to look at how can you bring community support and philanthropy into your business? Is there a project that your team could take on as part of a team building exercise that also supports a community organization? One of my friends in Edmonton takes his team every month to the homeless shelter to cook breakfast for people. And he said that has been one of the most powerful exercises that his team has ever participated in. I think the most beautiful outcome that has happened is that so many of the employees were just so deeply moved and inspired by this volunteer effort that they have stayed on as volunteers to the organization. Companies can play a great role in brokering these relationships to support community organizations. So hats off to all of you during National Volunteer Week. Let's take a few minutes to appreciate those people who are making such a big difference in the world, in community organizations, in community groups, parent councils, children's programs, and the list goes on. The role of volunteers is so, so important. And of course, I want to thank you all for listening to Positive Radio. We're here every week. You can find out more about Toby, his tour, A Million Acts of Kindness, at his Facebook page, The Original Team Toby. I'm Charmaine Hammond, and until next time, let's be kind to one another.